Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal and lovely co-host, Miss Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. It is Monday. It is Mind Shifting Monday. As always, we are excited to be here. Thank you to each of you that are tuning in live online at Blog Talk Radio as well as through Mind Shift Talk Radio. And thank you to all of you that are listening by phone. We encourage you to join in on this conversation. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, this show is for you. It's for individuals like you and I that are interested in growing in every area of our lives, whether you're looking to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, physically. And it sounds like my co-host is having some issues there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my headset. I thought you had me muted. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But, and you can see, this is a show, see? It's just for regular people like you and I. So we're just looking to grow in every area of our lives. And it's really for us to be able to engage in healthy mind-shifting conversation to help us to create that paradigm shift, that mind shift. And so we ask when you come to the show that you listen with an open mind and open heart. You may not necessarily agree with everything we say, but it really is our perspectives and our that we're sharing in our own personal experiences. And so we just ask that you're open, you're engaged in the conversation, and we encourage you to make sure that you're here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's the perfect way to start your week on a healthy and positive note with a mind-shifting conversation. So, again, thank you for tuning in. Make sure if you're not connected to us yet that you do connect with us on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Also, as I said before, you can visit us online at mindshifttalkradio.com. Be connected with us. Send us an email. Let us know your thoughts. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss, we're open to it. We talk about everything across the board. So that's pretty much it in terms of what Mind Shift is all about. Sister Big Bones, you're already having some issues. So I'm going to go ahead and just bring you out.
Happy
Mind Shift Monday.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you, too. See, I am not the most technologically savvy person. So
clearly.
I got this new I got this new headset so I can sound clearer and I don't have to worry about losing my signal. And I hadn't quite figured out how to mute it.
Oh, but you do sound great though. So it works.
Oh, I found the mute button. I was just talking and you couldn't hear me, so okay.
All right. Okay, so there you have it. But yeah, you sound great. You sound crystal clear.
Awesome.
So,
how was your weekend and last week?
Oh, gosh. It's been busy, to say the least. Like I said to you earlier, I'm excited about being back for Mind Shift. I tell you, this is like that one time a week. You have, you know, most people look at Mondays and like, oh, my gosh, it's Monday. And trust me, I have my Mondays where I'm just like completely drained and exhausted. But there's just something about hearing that song, that hook at the beginning of the show. I'm telling you, I just sit here, you know, I'm sitting here, and then you hear that beat drop, and you hear that chorus come in, and you're like, yeah, Mind Shift, this is what it's about. So I just have to give a special shout out to the producer that even created that hook. Dab is his name. Dustin Bowie is the man, music, musician, singer, songwriter, producer. I'm telling you, he just has skills, and I just had to give him props because I don't know if I've ever done that. So Dab, if you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are awesome. You are a musical genius. So thank you so much. But, yeah, I get pumped up every time I hear it. So
awesome.
I've had a pretty cool weekend. How's your week been?
Oh, is it Friday yet? Oh, wait. No, I'm excited about Mondays, huh?
Yes, Mondays.
It's gotten off to a great start.
Now, was that your politically correct answer?
That is.
Okay.
Ask me next Monday about it.
You have me joking. You know, I've been coughing the season. Yeah. I guess the season changes and stuff, so I've been, like, hacking and stuff, but it doesn't keep me from talking, you know. I'm still able to go in, and I'm still a big chatterbox, so if you guys hear me hacking and coughing and all that tonight, forgive me. I'm going to do better than Sister Big Bones. I know where the mute button is. So hopefully you guys don't have to hear too much of that tonight. But this is a short show tonight. You know, we can sit here and we can just chat, and then we look up and like 45 minutes are gone. So we might as well just go ahead and get into our conversation. If for some reason you guys have anything pressing that you'd like to ask or any comments you want to share on tonight's topic, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, you can join us in the chat room. But we're going to go ahead and get started with this week's topic. It's one that, you know, is a fitting and timely topic, and I'm excited about this one, and it's one that you don't really have to put too much thought into in terms of how to position the conversation and how to go into this conversation, because it's one that I would like to think that most people can relate to in some form, shape, or fashion. And sis, I was glad that you even came up with this topic. I know many people will look at it and think we're only having this conversation because Thanksgiving is coming up, but truly operating in the spirit of Thanksgiving, like you said, and making gratitude a way of life, that's a conversation that we truly have to engage in more often than just once a year or even once a month. So I'm excited about the conversation. I'm going to go ahead and let you lead this one off. And I think now you've hit the mute button when you're not supposed to hit
you
the mute
button. You got scared, didn't you?
I'm just like, okay, get it together with this headset. Oh, God.
Lord, I am thankful for technology. What a great segue.
A bag of jelly beans.
Really, I think it's timely, not just Thanksgiving, but November is because, of course, Thanksgiving falls in November when we recognize whatever your thoughts are on Thanksgiving. But we also recognize the service of our veterans with Veterans Day. Having been a consultant in military family programs for over the last decade, and having been a military spouse in a former life, I am real sensitive to recognizing the support and service and sacrifice of those who serve. However, for those who are just kind of familiar with Vietnam and the reception that our service members got when they returned, it was not of appreciation and thanks and gratitude. But to this day, we still need to just be mindful of those who serve and who have worn the uniform. And so I thought it was appropriate, with, again, it being November, to talk about giving thanks, but to talk about it from not just now, and talk about making gratitude more than just an attitude, but a way of life. And it's hard because we live in a privileged society. Even our poorest of the poor would still be considered wealthy compared to a lot of other countries.
Sure.
And we take so much for granted. So for me, and just in preparation for this show, I started 21 days of giving thanks, 21 days of giving thanks, as an intentional effort to mention things that I give thanks for, and, you know, have just encouraged folks to join in with me on that. Because I do it on my Facebook page. But giving thanks, even though for those of us raised in the South, you know, you always use your manners and you say things, you know, like thank you and please and you're welcome, doesn't necessarily come naturally to us, and it takes a lot of effort. But as we engage in this conversation, Stacey, by all means, please, I'm going to ask you my questions for answers, and everyone else can respond accordingly.
Oh, okay, great.
What do you find the hardest time being grateful
not
for?
Not coughing on the show. Excuse me. What do I find the hardest to be grateful for?
Yes.
That's an interesting question. I guess I find it hardest to be grateful for challenging times and situations. you know, like you said, when we think about gratitude, I know when most people think about gratitude and you hear people say, praise God, I'm so thankful. And, you know, it's normally because there was some type of great experience that happened. There's this perceived blessing, right? So it's so easy to have this spirit of gratitude at that time. But it's more challenging to say, you know, I'm thankful that it's hard right now. I may be struggling, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, mentally broken, but still be able to say thank you even in that place and even in those circumstances. Because it's so easy to look at our circumstance and our situation in a negative light and not be able to see the good from that situation. And we all know, you know, as you continue to live life and as you continue to grow, we see that our greatest lessons and our greatest blessings have come during times of trial, you know. So I think that's probably the hardest time and the hardest thing for people to be thankful for, especially for me, is to say, you know, I'm thankful for this not-so-pleasant circumstance or situation.
You're not alone in that. In fact, my first day of giving thanks was about my job and my staff. And that's been hard to be thankful for such because it's been very challenging, extremely challenging few months. But I felt really good about starting there and just remembered I'm not one of those people motivated by money. So to say, oh, I'm thankful for a paycheck, I am thankful to be able to pay my bills, even if I am Robin,
right,
Paul, and Peter to pay attention. But so I am so there with you in terms of just the challenge of being grateful or being thankful, even when going through, if you will, the storm. So I can even think about, and speaking of storms, those people who have endured and survived Hurricane Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just what they're thankful for or what they're giving thanks about and for. So we talked about what's the hardest thing. What is it most easy for you to give thanks for?
My health. Several things, you know, and I think this is one that most people can relate to. My health, for one, you know, my family, my child, just being able to wake up, you know what I'm saying, just my life. Like, those are the easiest things to be thankful for. Because these are things that we see. These are things that are tangible. For example, you get a big check in the mail that you didn't expect. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to do that when things are visual. They're right there in your face. They're blatant blessings, I guess. It's easy to give praise and to be thankful for those things, but it's not so easy to be thankful for the more subtle blessings.
So we talked about your hard ones and the easier ones. I'm trying to think, what is it easy for me to give thanks for? And it's probably waking up in the morning. But it's only because it's kind of just habit and practice that at some point in the day I say, you know, thank you that I'm up, or, you know, just able to move. But even then, it takes effort. Like, it doesn't necessarily come naturally, if you will. I have to be intentional about it. Like, I can start my day and not even give thanks for the day that I'm able to start.
It is intentional. I'm glad you said that, because when we talk about this, operating in this spirit and cultivating this spirit of gratitude, it's not something that comes so easily for everyone. And it does take work, just like anything else. You know, when we're talking about mind shifts and we have these mind shifting conversations, and we encourage, for example, we had the conversation about patience, and we talk about forgiveness and so forth. These are not things that come easily. That's why there's a need for a mind shift. That's why it's a fitting topic or conversation, because it takes some work. And we have to be proactive, obviously. And many times we want to be lazy, but we already know that in order for us to grow personally, spiritually, Even financially, there's going to be some work. Just like we know, in order for us to make that six-figure, seven-figure income, there's going to have to be some work behind it. It's the same thing when we're talking about our peace of mind and we're talking about overall mental health and so forth, and our emotional health. There's still some work that has to be done on our part. It's not just, okay, I'm going to sit out there in the atmosphere and I'm going to say everything is great and I'm going to pray and then that's it. There's still some work that has to be done, especially if we know this is a very different way of life for us. If we know that we have not been programmed or conditioned to live this way before, and now we see the benefits of it, we're going to have to do some work, and it's not always going to be comfortable, and it's not always going to be easy, but it's definitely going to be worth it. And it goes into everything else that we talk about, you know, on a weekly basis, in terms of developing habits and being patient with ourselves and taking baby steps to do it, right? It just doesn't come naturally for everyone, and that's okay if it doesn't.
Yeah. Totally agree. Well, for those of you that are tuning in, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with host Stacey Emery, and I am her sidekick for the evening, Sister Big Bones, and we are talking about giving thanks tonight. So we talked about what are we thankful for, what it's hard to give thanks for, what it's easy to give thanks for. Now my question is, what does giving thanks look like for you?
Several different ways. There's that outward thanksgiving. There's that internal thanksgiving, right? That more inward, like when we go to church, for example, and we talk about inward praise and outward praise, there's different expressions of it. So depending on what the situation is. Now, I'm the type to where I realize how important it is for me to have the spirit of gratitude because I've seen how it benefits my life, and it helps me in various situations. And so I'm to the point now I can sit there and give praise and be thankful and show gratitude even in the driveway at McDonald's, you know, or, for example, you know, some people that know me, especially like my employees and so forth, they kind of laugh at me because anything can happen. I can lose something, for example. I'm like, oh, God, help me find this. I know it's here. I haven't lost my mind. I know it's here something. And I'll find it. It could be something as simple as a file, for example. And I'll sit there and be like, oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and I say it really fast, and they laugh at me. But it's really a way to, it's something that I do to remind myself to be thankful for everything. I'm even thankful for reminders. I'm thankful that I can remember certain things. So it just depends on what the situation is. In terms of people, I do my best, and this is still a habit that I'm working on. I don't feel I'm at a place yet where I show enough gratitude to others. And so I have to make note to say, okay, you know what? Sometimes I'll even do it in the calendar. I may mark something, a date in my calendar, and say, okay, follow up with this person on this day and just say thank you for what they did. Or just check in on this person to let them know that you appreciate them. Sometimes I'll just send a text, you know, to those of you that are close to me and to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I appreciate you. I love you. But it's something that I have to consciously tell myself to do, and it's a habit that I have to create. And I realize that the more I condition myself to do this, the more natural it becomes for me. So it's outward expression, saying thank you. It's inward in terms of being content. When I say inward expression, it's me getting to the point where I can internally just say, I'm at peace with this situation, and I'm thankful for this situation. It can be in prayer that I do it. It can be me just talking to myself. So there's different ways to express it. It really, hush up. different ways to express it, just depending on the situation. And you just do whatever is fitting. And when people, I do want to say this, when it comes to the point where you're expressing gratitude, please don't feel like there's a cookie cutter approach to express gratitude. You do what's comfortable for you. I'm not going to say what necessarily comes naturally. It may not be natural for you, but you do what is comfortable for you. And if it's if it's comfortable for you to just write a thank you card, or a thank you note, you do that. If it's easier for you to just send a text message, you do that. If it's easier for you to leave a voicemail, you do that. Whatever it is that's comfortable for you, you start there. But then gradually you develop habits. And you'll start to do things that are not necessarily comfortable, but you'll start to feel this sense of of peace, I guess, and a satisfaction as you start to do things that you wouldn't normally do. It's the same thing like in relationships, like when you talk about, you know, the five love languages, and we read all these books about how to make our relationships stronger, and you're like, well, I'm not really the touchy-feely person, or I'm not really that person that does affirmations, but you know that's the language of the person that you love. You do it anyway because you want that person to feel loved. You want that person to feel appreciated. It's the same thing. You'll do what comes natural for you at first or what's more comfortable for you, but gradually you want to start to loosen the reins a little bit and step outside of the box and do a little bit more until it becomes, like you said, sis, until it does become that way of life, right?
Right. So let's talk about specifics. What does giving thanks look like for you in your workplace and as a professional?
In a professional thing, it goes back to kind of like what I said before. I think I kind of talked about that a little bit in terms of emails. Just stopping, pausing to tell someone thank you or, you know, job well done. Or even people that I meet that are strangers, you know, that I meet through work, and they may just say one thing that felt good. Maybe they complimented your attitude. Maybe they thanked you for helping them and solving a situation for them, whatever it may be. But just saying, you know, thank you. Like, that made me feel good. You know what I really like about work, when you talk about the professional setting, is when you come across people that you may not necessarily know, and you solve a problem for them, and they think that you're there helping them, but really they're helping you. Because you might be having sidebar conversation, and they just say that one thing that you needed to hear today. They may tell you about a situation they're going through or an experience that they're having, and really their testimony is a blessing to you. It's uplifting. You know, you connect with it. You can understand. It's like you feel like God sent that person to meet you that day to deliver this message for you. It was specifically meant for you. But if you were so caught up in yourself, and if you were closed off, and if your heart wasn't open, if your mind wasn't receptive, you would have totally missed it. That's a moment to say thank you. That's a moment to be appreciative. That's a moment in which you definitely want to express gratitude. And why? Because I feel like if you express that gratitude, you receive more of it. It opens the door for more. It opens the door for more blessing. So even a professional setting, it's okay to recognize people and to celebrate people. It doesn't make you seem like you're a weak boss or manager or subordinate or whatever it may be. It's a sign of strength when you can recognize and appreciate other people, and a sign of leadership.
I would agree. And, you know, even to take it down at a lower level, one way of giving thanks is just in your performance and in your professionalism. It's in the customer service that you provide, because we all, regardless of our industry, we have customers or clients or, you know, stockholders, somebody with whom we're servicing or have an interest in that organization. It's about being prompt or, you know, arriving to work on time. That's probably one of the best ways
to express,
you know,
it, right?
An attitude of gratitude is, I'm so
that
grateful for this job. I'm going to show up not only on time, but early. And
yes.
Admittedly, you know, there have been times I'm so grateful for the job. Look, you better be grateful I show up. How about that? But
isn't that something?
But and when you're there to really be there, you know, I joked earlier on tonight about how I'm thankful for technology. But technology has also placed us at a severe disadvantage because we're able to attempt to multitask. So while we're at work, we may be texting friends or looking up things on our little smartphones for not so smart people, and you know, not fully present in the moment and there and engaged. So we're really, in essence, if you will, if you're paid for 8 hours a day and you're doing other things within that 8 hours, it's almost like you're stealing or you're committing fraud, because they're paying you for 8 hours and yet you're giving them however many hours of work you are. Now, if you're like some of us, they pay you, quote unquote, for 8 hours, but they trap you into being salaried and you're a workaholic, and I need deliverance, so pray for me. But you give like 65-70 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then
but
you're
I'm
robbing
glad you said
yourself.
That even I'm glad you said that about the employee piece. I really wish I had a few employees listening to this right now. But, you know, the thing that gets me is, like you said, I know on your side you work more hours and you put more in. And you're from a rare breed of successful people, because there are some individuals on the other end of the spectrum that are paid for 40 hours and literally put in about 22 quality hours out of those 40, right? And then you have some individuals that feel like they're doing their employer a favor by being there at work. Clearly, there's no gratitude, there's no appreciation for that job or that position and that role. But also, I was just talking to a friend today, and he was expressing his frustration with his current employment. And he said, you know, I'm just not at this happy place because I know there's more that I should be doing. And I continue to tell myself that God has more for me, because I look at this situation and I just get so frustrated. It's hard for me. And I said, just because you're not working in the position or in the industry, in the career that you would like to, that brings you the greatest satisfaction, doesn't mean that God is withholding his blessings. You know, he knows exactly what he wants to give to you. He knows how and when he's going to promote you. But we can't cherry pick our blessings. We can't sit there and say, well, I don't like this. This is not me, so I'm not going to give 110%. You know, and we learn a lot from Paul. You know, when Paul talked about it in, I think it was in Philippians, when he talked about how he's learned to be content, you know, wherever he is, whatever the circumstances are. That's a lesson for many of us, because it's hard for many of us to just be content with where we are. Now, when Paul says he's content, it doesn't mean that you stop striving for more, that you stop expecting more, that you're waiting for God to provide more. No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that where we are, we can find peace in that place. We can have gratitude where we are, and we can give 110%. And like I said to him, it doesn't matter if you're a garbage man, a fry guy, whatever it is that you're doing, if you can just sit there and do your work as unto the Lord and just be thankful for where you are and already have the expectation that he's going to promote you and bless you with increase, just imagine what that does for your own peace of mind, knowing that you're getting up and, yes, I'm putting in this work right now, but I'm just sowing seeds right now. I said, we really need to get to a point where we can just be good stewards over what we've been given and what we've been blessed with, and how in the world can we expect to receive more when we're not thankful for the little that we have right now? And he said, you're right. And I wasn't trying to preach. But again, you know, what I love, and we've talked about this before, sis, we have these shows, and sometimes you talk to friends and you talk to people that you don't even know, and you say something and you're like, oh my God, thank you, Holy Spirit, that was for me. I needed to hear that, right? And it was one of those aha moments, even for me, as I said it to him, because I find myself doing the same thing, and you get on me about this, and I sit there and talk about the ratings and so forth, and you're like, when is it ever enough for you? And you're right, you know, and I always sit and I shake my head and I giggle sometimes. I'm like, yeah, you're right, I know. It's just I want more and I want more and I want more. But I have learned to sit back and just say, you know what, Lord, I'm thankful for what we have right now. You know, and we've seen even with Mindshift, how Mindshift has gone from a few listeners to hundreds of listeners to now thousands of listeners a week. And we know that's by God's grace, you know, because we get on here and we act a fool sometimes. But
They watch these reality shows, and it's not positive message, so hey.
Right. You know, we get on here and we cut up, but it's because, for one, we enjoy what we do. We understand why we do it. It's from our heart, and we realize that it's a gift, and it's a blessing for us to be able to sow seeds and to be able to bless other people. So, you know, I'm glad you talked about it from the employment piece, because we've been doing the small business segments lately. We've been having Sherry Darden on here talking about the entrepreneurial spirit and what we need to do to grow. But even for those individuals that are not interested in being entrepreneurs, it's important, even if it's just a regular employee, that you are still having that owner mindset, right? That entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah.
So I know I kind of went off, but it's just like every time there'll be certain things you say, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, that triggers that. That reminds me of this. So I like when you do that.
All right. Well, You triggered this. Alrighty. You are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Sister Big Bones. That's me. I'm Sister Big Bones. And yeah, we thank you so very much for tuning in. If you are listening on via the computer, you're welcome to give us a call at 347-989-0206. That's 347-989-0206. Or log into the chat room and we'll gladly engage in conversation there.
Hi.
All right, so we talked about professionally. What does giving thanks look like personally, be it in your family relationships or dating marriage relationships?
Well, I don't have the dating or marriage thing going on, so.
You've dated before.
Oh. I can say, Lord, I'm thankful for not having to stress right now. No, I'm just like,
hey.
No. Again, personal looks a little bit different. I always relate back to my son because, you know, that's my man. But even when I see him, for example, small things like watching him sleep, you know, I'm thankful that I am his mom. You know, I normally say mommy, but I'm thankful that God chose me to be his mom. And I tell my son this, and when I pray with him, you know, I let him hear me thank God for him and for giving me the opportunity to be his mother, because it's not something that I take lightly. You know, I look at my son, and I think every parent looks at their child and says, you know, my child is so special, they're such a blessing, and all these things, and that's how we're supposed to look at our children. And if we say that our children are blessings to us, then that, what does that say about us, that God chose you specifically to raise this gifted child? You know, I can talk about Mama Nita. About your mom, for example. Look
oh,
at you,
Lord,
Jesus. I mean, you know, I love Mama Nita. I'm
me,
trying to bring
Ghost.
Her on here to be a co-host. I'm trying to bring her on here to be a co-host. You know, but look at you. Like, we've already had our personal conversations, and we have our heart-to-hearts, and I totally admire you, and I just think you're a phenomenal woman, right?
And I you.
And then...
Here.
Oh, gosh. So goofy. But no, seriously, I do, and I totally respect you, and you know, you're the younger, you're my little big sister, I guess, right? And so I learned
big
from you.
And big boned it? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so done with you right now. I'm so done with you. Okay. But just focus, Mama Nita. Are you listening? Please call in and check her. Please, tell her to act right. So anyway, I want her to call in. I really do. I want her to say something. But no. So anyway, with you, you know, you look at it and it's like, okay, you're such a blessing. You're such a great individual. And for you to be that person, you know, you think of like, oh, my God, God chose your mom to raise you, to cover you, to protect you, to pray for you, to guide you. That is a huge responsibility, yes, but it's also an even huger, more humongous blessing to the person. So, you know, that's something that I'm thankful for. When I look at my son and people say, oh, he's so gifted, or he's so smart, or he's so funny, he's so this, I'm like, he really is. And that those are just all gifts from God. And I'm just so thankful that I get to witness it, that I get to experience it, and I get to help cultivate these gifts in him. That's a blessing. So I'll tell him little things. He'll tell me about a great day that he had. I'm like, thank you so much, Papa. You're such a great child. You know, and I'll say things like that. Now, of course, he has his days where he cuts up and acts a fool. We know that, too.
Now,
but I'm
he
still
is
thankful
his
for those
mama's
moments.
Son.
Hush. But I'm thankful for God's grace to get me through those times where I don't strangle him. So, again, there's still gratitude even in that moment when he's cutting up. You know, I can always express gratitude in some kind of way. So it just depends. In terms of relationships, yes, I've been in relationships, and they're not all created equally, obviously. But when it comes down to expressing gratitude, that's been different because it goes back to those five love languages I was talking about. And so you kind of speak the language of the person that you're in love with, that you're in that love relationship with. And so it's expressed differently, whether it's verbally or physically or with gifts or acts of service, whatever it may be. So, again, it takes work. It takes work to be able to understand that person's language, just like it is for your children. All children are not created equally. You can have five of them, and you'll have five totally different personalities and temperaments, and so you have to love them differently and express your love for them differently. So that's my thought now. Like I said, I'm the single, unmarried one, whereas little big sister is, you know, was a wife before and, is, you know, has all these things going on that I don't have going on right now. So let's hear your perspective on this personal piece, please.
Well, I should probably wonder if God just saw you fit to bless you with a child. What's wrong with me? Yeah, he saw fit not to bless me.
Just not yet.
Oh, just no, not yet. Never, ever. But I count that all joy, too. Like, I am really happy about not having birth children, but recognize that God's expectation of me is still to maternal. It doesn't lessen his direction for me to be fruitful and multiply. But it's just how I have to be fruitful and multiply, you know, is like this, you know, through opportunities with Mind Shift Talk Radio, through, you know, working with young people or having, you know, just being surrounded by other folks' children and, you know, having God children. So, you know, the expectation is still there. And I am grateful that, one, I don't have children because because it allows me to do what I do now. And I get that, you know, you guys that have children, you know, you make room for them, you accommodate them, they fit into your schedule or you fit into theirs, whatever. I say either I'm too young to have kids or I can't afford them, one or the other. My mother says you'll never be able to afford them. And I said, well, then I'll never have them. you know, so I totally get that. But, you know, I do give thanks for not having children. In the same token, I also give thanks for that time or two where I thought that might have been a possibility, and I pray, Lord, please not, and I won't ever do it again. Yeah. Thank you.
Transparency on Mind Shift Talk Radio. Right.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. But also, you know, having been thankful in my singleness, you talk about, you know, it taking work and a lot of effort. I had to be intentional about being thankful in my singleness because what the world tells us is something's wrong with you if you're single. If you ain't all booed up or got a man or whatever, then something's wrong with you. And that's not the case, you know, because there were things that I could do that if I had to consider my mate or family, if you will, I wouldn't be able to do. I wouldn't have been able to you know, relocate for a better paying position or for greater career opportunities necessarily if I had to consider the impact it had on my family. And then there are folks in relationships and marriages, you know, that are miserably married while I'm happily divorced. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, I give thanks for, you know, being single. I give thanks for being unmarried. So, yeah, I mean, that takes effort. But at the same token, you know, I'm also thankful for those, quote, unquote, relationships, because really most of them wasn't, you know, that I have had that probably by anybody's assessment would have been failures or unsuccessful, you know, that have just molded and shaped me into the woman I am and that have allowed me to, one, be a better mate, but two, to appreciate a great mate. So, yeah, just, you know, just in giving thanks for that. So, yeah. But also, you know, you talked about the five love languages. We have to understand that expressions of gratitude aren't just words. You know, if your actions do not support such, then you might as well be talking and your mouth just moving because nothing's coming out. And so I think
that's
we need to just be mindful of that whenever. And it's not always the big things. It's not always the things that cost money, but the things that show that the person matters, you know, that you're listening to them, that you hear them, that you respect them, that you care enough about them to make an effort to do the things that, you know, mean something to them.
That's going to be one of our relationship show topics right there. Yeah. I think we need to go in on that one right there. That's a whole nother show right there.
I would totally agree and look forward to that one coming up.
Yes, indeed. You guys stay tuned. Mindset Talk Radio. I'm telling you, be here every week, Monday night. You never know where we're going to go with this conversation. But that's definitely what we have to have. Oh, gosh. We're running out of time.
Well, and speaking of relationships, the last area and last question would be, how do you show gratitude or how do you give thanks for or to yourself?
You know what? Honestly, that's something that I've had to learn recently how to do. And we don't have enough time for me to go into the whole reason why. But I can honestly say that that's something that I have recently come to the point to understand and appreciate in terms of why it's important to appreciate myself and to show gratitude to myself. And the way that I do that for me personally, it varies. One thing is to look at myself in a mirror and to be happy with what I see in the mirror. So I may look at myself in the mirror and say, I don't have to say it out verbally. I know you think I'm always talking to myself. I can look in a mirror and I can appreciate the shape of my eyes. I can appreciate my birthmark. I can appreciate just having one dimple and not two for some reason. I can appreciate lines coming in. You know, I can appreciate myself aging and maturing. And that's what I do. I am at a point now in my life where in order to appreciate myself, I accept myself as I am. And that has been one of the hardest, most difficult things I have ever had to do in my life. And so that truly is a daily work. And it's a process, but I'm totally open to the process and I'm engaged in the process, but that's how I appreciate me. Sometimes it may be just one small way that I appreciate myself is making sure that I'm eating right, making sure that I'm taking vitamins and supplements, making sure that I'm getting rest, making sure I'm drinking water. That's the way that I tell my body, thank you for working for me. You're here every day. You know, everything is working. Legs are working. Feet are working. Hands are working.
Yeah.
So you know how I'm going to show my hands appreciation and gratitude? I'm going to buy you the best lotion, you know. And so it's small things like that. That's how we appreciate ourselves. I don't know. Do you think we need to extend? We only have about 3 minutes, I think, on this call.
We can wrap up here and continue next week.
Yeah, let's do that. We can have part two next week. I can dig it.
All right.
So I'll go ahead and let you close us out because I have some more thoughts that we'll go over, you know, next time as we wrap it up next week. But let me know what your final thoughts are about the topic for tonight.
I think, and you kind of talked about them, but giving thanks and showing thanks to ourselves and for ourselves means, you know, taking a look at the areas that we talked about tonight professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Giving thanks to ourselves may be getting another job or getting a job or, you know, changing career. Giving thanks personally may require us severing relationships and ties with people, moving on, or getting out of abusive relationships or demeaning relationships or relationships that aren't adding value or multiplying but are dividing and subtracting and taking away from us, you know. And it may mean making lifestyle changes, you know, in what you eat and exercise, in the amount of sleep you get, having pulled a 24-hour day last week, which isn't my first time having worked in the office for 24 hours. I'm looking at my career, my job. I'm looking at my eating and my habits and my rest. So I'm definitely focusing on those areas. So next week, we can begin here and we can talk about, you know, how giving thanks impacts you and how you can begin to give thanks and how, like, keep a Thanksgiving journal.
Definitely.
That's a good stopping point.
That's it. We encourage you guys to make sure that you're here with us. This is it for tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure that you're connected with us at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Be here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We are going to continue with this conversation next week and go into something new. So thank you to each of you tuning in. We encourage you to share this with your friends and family members. Connect with us on Facebook. As always, you guys have another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week. I'm Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal sister in success, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless.
Mind Shift Radio.